This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. East Honolulu residents chose Tommy Waters to represent them on the city council by 1,000 votes spread this weekend. The special election was triggered when the Hawaii Supreme Court invalidated the initial results because of the narrow 22-point margin and other election issues raised during the general election. Several bills at the state legislature aim to reform the voting process and avoid future problems. HPR's Ryan Finnerty spoke with Janet Mason from the League of Women Voters of Hawaii.
The November 2018 election demonstrated pretty clearly that we need a mandatory recount bill for close elections, like the District 4 election that concluded on Saturday. And there is a bill to require a mandatory recount in such elections. That would make Hawaii similar to 20 other states in the District of Columbia that already do this. The League supports what's going on with this bill. Basically, we don't think it should be necessary for a candidate or an interested party to bring a complaint before the state Supreme Court when there's a close election.
What would be the threshold for triggering a mandatory recount?
Okay, the threshold in this bill is a recount would take place when there were 100 votes or less, or 0.5% of the votes cast. Whichever one of those measures is greater.
So that would be one if the margin of victory is 100 or less or 0.5%.
That's right. That's right.
And so that would have triggered a mandatory recount in both the 2018 election and then the 2014 one between these same two candidates.
That's right. This rivalry has been going on for quite a long time. But Saturday's election, there was a 1,004 vote difference between the two candidate choices, and that's about 3% of the 33,978 votes cast, and it is greater than the 100 vote threshold, so no recount would have occurred if this mandatory recount law were in place.
Okay, so no recount. There's also a mail-in voting initiative, and that's noteworthy because this election, this special election, was done almost entirely by mail. Well above 90% of the votes cast came in by mail.
That's right. I think it's another indication that this is the way voters want to vote. And it's also an indication that the county clerks and the Office of Elections can conduct voting by mail successfully. This isn't a new idea. People have had the right to vote absentee for 43 years. And the League is a big supporter of voting by mail. We have been for more than 5 years. The principal reason is that it does improve voter turnout. But this year, the vote by mail bill, which is HB 1248, proposed SD2, has a couple of important new precautions that would have factored into the November Ozawa Waters race.
What are some of those measures?
An important new feature is that there would be a two-step tabulation process. It would be required that an initial tabulation of all the votes cast would have to be finished by 6 a.m. the day following the elections. But only the ballots that had been validated by the 6 p.m. deadline would be included in that initial tabulation. Typically, there's a big rush, and a lot of ballots are received toward the end. And if there is a question about the signature or a damaged envelope, something like that, those ballot envelopes are set aside until the clerk can verify that it's a valid ballot. And it would also provide for this initial tabulation to be finished by 6 a.m. the day following the election. And then within 7 days, there would be a final tabulation.
It sounds like all of these proposals are designed to sort of lower the temperature a little bit after an election, and it kind of maintains a level neutral standard instead of having to go to the courts, as we saw in this
case. That's right. The other important thing is, if you recall, there was quite a bit of debate about what does it mean, what is the deadline for receipt of the ballots. The vote by mail bill makes clear that the ballots have to be received in the office of the clerk, that's the wording that's used, by 6 p.m. on the day of elections. So that, regardless of whether the person returns the ballot in the mail, returns the ballot at a voter service center, returns it to a deposit box, or votes electronically. And we were very glad to see this common 6 p.m. deadline because we think it'll avoid a lot of confusion.
There are a couple other voting-related bills at the legislature this year. One of them deals with something called ranked choice voting. Could you explain a little bit about that?
That's an interesting concept which seems to be growing in popularity. It's not something the League has a position on, but the idea there is that suppose it's the Democratic primary for president where there are 14 candidates, you would have to rank your preference of candidates from 1 to 14, your first choice, second choice, and so on. And after the election concluded, if there's no candidate who obtained 50%, more than 50% of the election, there would be a kind of recount among the other ranked choices until there was a candidate that at least 50% of the voters found acceptable.
And what is this idea designed to address? What problem is it trying to solve with the current voting system?
Well, I think it's not so much a problem with the current voting system. It's more trying to address this very partisan, very split political environment. It's trying to come up with a candidate that most people would find acceptable.
And would we still have separate party primaries under that system, or would everybody be lumped together?
No, you could have separate party primaries, or everyone could be lumped together. You could have the ranked choice within the primary and then have a ranked choice within the general election as well. It's an interesting idea. It probably merits more study, but it's not addressing the basic issues which we'd like to improve upon in Hawaii's elections and voting system.
What are those issues?
Well, the big problem is such a small percentage of those eligible to vote are actually voting. So you have to look at both improving voter registration and improving the turnout.
And very quickly, there is a bill that aims to improve voter registration. Is that right?
That's right. Automatic voter registration is a very simple idea. And there were more than 10 bills to implement this in Hawaii. Basically, people would sign an affidavit that would automatically register them to vote at the time they get their driver's license or a state ID.
So it'd be kind of similar to the way you sign up to be an organ donor, let's say.
Similar, yes. It would still be voluntary. You could opt out if you didn't want to register to vote. But the basic approach would be everybody's registered unless they say they don't want to register. This is a modern way to improve elections.
All right. Well, we'll have to see how all those bills fare. Janet, thank you for joining us today.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Janet Mason is with the Hawaii League of Women Voters. To see a list of those voting bills, head over to hawaiipublicradio.org.